As the debate goes on at the United Nations and as troops continue to deploy to the Persian Gulf, online gambling sites are offering odds on the likelihood of war between the U.S. and Iraq. Eddie King is a spokesman for one of those sites, Bet on Sports. It's an offshore betting organization based in Costa Rica, which says it has received about 4,600 bets on the war, totaling $250,000. Mr. King, your site features odds on football, baseball, hockey, soccer, horse racing, and then there's this category called war props. What's that?
Well, those are basically props on when the U.S. will go into Iraq, when the ground attack will start after the air attack, how long till we capture Saddam Hussein. Will we capture him alive? Will he be exiled? Will he still be president when the war is over? Or will he be smoking cigars with his buddy Muammar Gaddafi?
And how are these odds determined?
They're basically determined by past history, by what we've done in other wars, by the last war with Iraq, and just the general knowledge of everything that's going on. Obviously, with the media and everything else, people are more knowledgeable about what's happening with wars, when they're starting, how they're starting, etc.
What's the odds on favorite for when a war would begin?
Well, right now, well, we have the week of 317 to 323. Uh-huh. Which is the favorite right now. It's actually plus 175. But as I go down the list, I'm looking before the end of this year is really the odds on favorite, which is not the long shot. It's plus 150.
You also offer odds on when a ground attack would begin after an initial assault.
That's right.
And what are the odds there?
The odds on favorite is 1 week, which is you're betting $300 to win 100.
Isn't there something incredibly distasteful about this? This is a serious business. People are incredibly passionate on both sides. People's lives are at stake, and you're taking bets.
Well, you know, if you notice on any of this, we're not taking bets on their lives except for Saddam Hussein's. And the reality is, you know, this isn't, you know, a lot of people are going to look at it how they want. However, our customers have asked us for this, and, you know, we respond to what our customers ask for.
Eddie King, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks.
Eddie King is a spokesman for Bet on Sports. It's one of the internet sites offering odds on whether and when there will be war between the United States and Iraq.